everybody. Thank you for joining us today at the Franciscan Moment Podcast. We are sponsored by the Franciscan Sisters of Christian Charity. I am Sister Elena Gonzalez, and today's episode 2 will be Franciscan Discernment. And we welcome Sister Anne Marie, and thank you for joining us today. And we also have Sister Cecilia Joy, a Temper Professed sister from our community. Today, Sister Anne Marie will be sharing the Gospel of John. Welcome.
Thank you, Sister Elena, and hello to Sister Cecilia Joy. The reading I've chosen for the Gospel of John is about Thomas. Chapter 20. Now, a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side. And do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." All of us who have not seen but live by faith, but believe. In our podcast regarding discernment today, we have to say we too have doubts during our discernment process. Shall I change jobs? What's the greatest good I can do? Is Jesus calling me to a certain lifestyle? How do I know it's Jesus calling and not my imagination? It's natural to look for proofs and for signs. I'm going to ask Sister Cecilia Joy today to speak with us about what things have you discerned in your life, and how was that discernment process? What was that like for you, discerning religious life?
Discerning religious life was definitely an adventure. I think what happened basically was I got to a point where I just felt like I didn't know what God was asking of me to do, and I'd opened so many doors and explored so many options that I was just like, "I don't know, God. I just kind of give up." I was almost like Thomas, just like, "Show me a sign, tell me something. I really need some help. I need some clarity." And what was beautiful was I had a priest who suggested that, you know, he mentioned when he was discerning that he had made a novena to Saint Thérèse de Lisieux. Now, a novena, for those who don't know, is a 9-day series of prayer. And I wasn't all that close to Saint Thérèse of Lisieux, but I was close to Saint Clare of Assisi, and so I thought I would say a novena to her. So here I was making my novena, hoping for some sign. And as it would happen, I had an interview with a sister, a Franciscan sister of Christian Charity, during that week for a school assignment. And you know, it sounds kind of silly to say, but I wasn't expecting really much from this interview except to find out more about her life and what she was doing in her ministry and things like that. But as we were talking, she asked me about my story, and I started sharing with her how I felt like I was just waiting for God to act. Like, I just felt like I was, you know, I'd done all I could do, and now I was just waiting. And she was very direct. She was very direct. She was like, "You know, she was just so direct that it was like the Holy Spirit was talking." And I remember, like, we got done with the conversation, and I just kind of sat with my phone, and I was like, "What just happened?" Like, it was just so clear that I was supposed to apply to be a Franciscan Sister of Christian Charity. And so I feel like, you know, sometimes there are those clear signs, but then other times we just kind of have to spend time in prayer and learn to recognize where Jesus is acting. Because Jesus is sometimes very quiet, and then he's also very loud sometimes. So it's kind of like being able to kind of sense when he's working in our lives.
Yes, and that's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. And one of the things that was profound was how open you were, that in the point where you weren't a doubting Thomas, but in some areas we all are doubting in some ways about our vocations, but I'm glad you talked about how clear some things were.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I see, too, I was happy you mentioned the tension there that we all live with, even if we've discerned a lifestyle, because we constantly discern past, even after we enter religious life, we discern ministry and other areas. We live with that tension between what's not clear and what is clear, how Jesus speaks quietly, and sometimes it's Jesus speaks quite distinctly, quite, as you use the word, quite directly. So that process is a real relationship, and we've talked about that in our other podcast, that Franciscan discernment is all about relationship and how we learn to listen, how we learn to listen to the Lord, how we learn to listen to each other. And sometimes, as you said very well, sometimes it's very direct, sometimes it's very quiet. Can you tell us a little bit more, Sister Cecilia Joy, how did you know it was Jesus? And where did you go for confirmation of your discernment? Did you do this all by yourself, or did you rely on other people?
That's a good point, because actually shortly after this phone conversation, I messaged my spiritual director at the time and said, this just happened. I'm thinking of applying to the Franciscan Sisters of Christian Charity. What should I do? And I kind of prayed to God. I said, God, if this is not of your will, then let my spiritual director say, don't apply. It's not right. Just speak through my spiritual director and just help me to know. And so luckily, about like a couple hours later, my spiritual director messaged me and said, oh, go ahead. That sounds wonderful. And I was like, okay, God, that's good. Thank you. I actually, quite honest, I started crying because it was like everything felt so real. Like, oh my goodness, like I'm actually taking these serious steps. But even though I was crying, there also was such joy. Like it just felt like, oh gosh, I'm scared, but oh gosh, like what a wonderful thing to happen that God is calling me to walk these steps with him. And so that was beautiful.
Well, that's wonderful. That's really beautiful. You know, talking about our first podcast episode, how Mary was excited and yet fearful over the whole situation with the risen Lord. And here you are talking about the same situation with your vocation. And I can understand that also with my vocation too, when I came to know that I was being called by the Lord, that excitement, that fear. And I think the person I went to, I didn't have a spiritual director, but I had my dad. And my dad and I were very close, and he was a deacon. And it was good to go to him, and he helped me out with that.
I just want to go back to the gospel, because I was doing some research on this gospel. And the point they brought out is what I started with, the point that the biblical scholars pointed out, is that Jesus blessed all the future generations. Blessed are you who have not seen and have yet believed. So Jesus gave that blessing all through the generations, thousands of years of people who have followed him without exactly seeing or knowing, but followed in faith. And that really meant a lot to me when I studied it.
Yes, that's really wonderful to think about and ponder.
Yes, and that continues on through the rest of our lives. So it's an ongoing process, and we pray for all those people who are discerning. We pray each day that the Holy Spirit will continue to guide and enlighten the discernment process.
Thank you so much, Sister Elena and Sister Anne-Marie. This was a wonderful opportunity.
You're welcome, and thank you all for listening to the Franciscan Moment podcast. And now I'd like to leave you to ponder what Jesus had said. Have you come to believe because you have seen me? You also hear Jesus calling you, but you might have some doubts. Like St. Thomas, he wants some proof. We too want some proof. If you are still searching for answers, please check our website, fsccalledtobe.org. Peace and all good. Call to be.